Okay, here we go. We are starting a whole new topic. We're up to the malacha of kosher and matir. Kosher and matir, tying and untying. Quite the reaction. Just what we're looking for. So, there's an interesting halacha brought down. We need to know it's a person kosher le'edus. Yeah? As a person kosher le'edus, there's many things that can disqualify someone from being kosher le'edus. Gambling, eating bashuk, and there's a whole simin in Shulchan Aruch, in Kosher Mishpat, trying to go through who's kosher le'edus, who's pasul le'edus. Now, in Simin Lamedal in Kosher Mishpat, these are great Maamar Kamis. In Simin Lamedal in Kosher Mishpat, it's enumerating who's kosher le'edus, who's pasul le'edus, and it goes and it says, someone who's over in Issa D'Rabbanan, or in Issa D'Araisa, we have to know. If he regularly is over in Issa D'Rabbanan, Issa D'Araisa, and he knows better and he doesn't know better, is he an Avarian, or someone who regularly transgresses these Isurim, or not? Comes along Sif Chav Dalid, and Sif Chav Dalid reads as follows. If they testified this person did the following aveir. Okay? Afa pi shalei hisro, he didn't get any forewarning. Shareinu lo kapasul, he's still pasul. What's the caveat? Vihu sheavar al dvarim shepashat bi Yisrael shehim aveira. It has to be something that's widespread. If something is widespread, that you shouldn't be doing it, and the person does it anyway, so you should have known better. Pasaleidus, big red stamp, you may not be an eight. Okay. But let's say contrast the Mechaber in Simin Lamedal of Chosh Mishpat. Let's say it's something which is not so widespread, not so well known that it's Usser. What's the example of the Mechaber? How are you going to be Pasaleidus if you do something, or you won't be Pasaleidus if you do something that's not so well known? Says the Mechaber, Ketzad, Ra'u Kosher Matir B'Shabbos. Let's say you see him tying or untying on Shabbos. Tichin La'idiyah, she's a Chilul Shabbos. You have to tell him, this is Chilul Shabbos. The Mechaber in Kosher Mishpat is telling you, Kosher Matir is something which is not so well known. It's not so, you know, it's not a given that people know it. You have to inform him. Sheroiv ha'am einam yoidimse. Most people do not know the halachas of kosher matir. So, that's for starters. You know, we're going to be the exception. The exception to Klal Yisrael. As we start kosher matir, and one more maramachim, a fun maramachim, the Ben Ish Chai.
That was for... Does that change, though? So if someone here would be, after this amount of...
This is a fascinating question. Now that Mechaber told us, and now you're in the loop, and now you learn it... L'chayra, it's not case specific. It's
meaning it is case specific.
It is case specific. In the event that a person will be in the know, you can't say the Mechaber Paskin that your knowledge is not knowledge. It's a little bit extreme. Says the Ben Ish Chai as follows. Ben Ish Chai goes and writes in Parshas, in Shana Shnia, Parshas Kisisa. Says the Ben Ish Chai. You know, of the malachas that are very, very easy, the person goes and stumbles over them. And it needs the most hashkacha, right? Like a fleshig restaurant. What needs the most hashkacha? Hakosher v'amatir. Kosher and matir needs the most hashkacha. Why? Shaldim ragil bozeh b'yimeyachol. Harbe, everyone's going and tying things during the week. Regularly, v'hayadayim askaniyas heim b'davar zeh tami. That's why a person, interesting wording. Yadayim askaniyas to tie, right? To tie things. So, that's just by way of introduction. What are we talking about? We're talking about kosher matir, and who cares? It's definitely not well known, and that's why we're gonna make something of it. Says the Mish.
How long is this thing going to be going for?
Roughly a month plus. It might be 6 weeks, might be 5 weeks. Roughly a month plus. So, like a politician, I didn't answer you. Yeah? Okay. So, says the Mishnah. The Mishnah goes and enumerates the 39 malachas. Back to the basics. One of the 39 malachas is kosher and matir. Now.
Two.
Right. The Mishnah goes in and enumerates both. HaKosher v'HaMatir. It's both. And? Really?
Not to tie his cleats.
What did he say? Does he play on Shabbos?
He built an Arab around the football field.
Right, so okay, so is that, we have to get through one by one. Are the cleats going to dig up anything? Okay, it's a real dirt, it's just turf. Okay, fine. Is it Rosh HaRabim? You're throwing from one end to the other. Is the ball mukta? We can have a lot of fun. I didn't want to talk about this, but hey, let's go for it.
But he's saying, tying the cleats.
Can you give someone, are you allowed to tackle someone on a Tuesday? Is it chavala? Mechavala of that's the same question about playing paintball, right? Can you do paintball and deliberately... playing your father, so most of the people are going. Are there any other Jews in the league? Are you allowed to hurt a non-Jew? Oi, take off the recording. What? Safek Amalek, Chassam Sofer in the river, drown the guy. Yeah, we all know the story, but we're not going to go there. Okay, so that's the 39, and that was for kicks, pun intended. So, what position? Field goal kicker, running back. Oh, wow. So he's not throwing. That makes it a little bit lighter. He's just ready. Yeah, he's just carrying. Again?
You're going to have to tell me that story.
I'll tell you the story about the Chassam Sofer afterwards. Okay. If there's time, I owe you one. Here we go. Rishus. So...
Leave the mind.
So now, that's one of the 39. Okay? Now, generally speaking, the 39 mirror and mimic what happened in the Mishkan. Now, the Gemara is going and exploring, so where did this happen? What happened in the Mishkan? When did it happen in the Mishkan? Where was there a tying? Where was there an untying? What happened? Comes along the Gemara. The Gemara is a back and forth between Abaye and Rava. Comes along the Gemara. The Gemara says that what happened? They would have... We print it out. We have props. We had it just in the studio. When they used to go and build, the Mishkan, they had urias that would go on top of the crushing. So those pegs, they had to go and tie the knot around the peg. So what's that? Push. Says the Gemara, no. That would be known to be undone. So that's a kosher almanas lahatir. What's the issue with that? Rashi explains that it's not going to be a kesher shel kayama, which this is going to be words that we must revisit. What does it mean, a kesher shel kayama? Something of lasting permanence. Kayama is permanence. And this is where it's going to get very fancy and very intricate.
Saying that can't be
what the quintessential malacha of the 39 is. Because the 39...
would be a kesher shel.
Correct. Why that has to be in place?
The question is it the knot, or is it the that you go the kayomish? Is the knot itself, the kept of the knot?
So we're jumping ahead. So that is an excellent question. Now, in general, I guess we'll just embrace the tangent for a moment. In general, what's the problem of tying? This is really, before we even get to what was the story, what's the issue? So there's a big world war, and this is going to carry us through the whole simon as we go through every case and every application. Is the reason that tying is a kesher shel kayama, and that's the issue at hand, that's the quintessential D'oraisa of the 39, and if it's not shel kayama, then it'll be d'rabanan, and if it's really, really not shel kayama, it'll be mutter. Right? We're going to get to a Gemara. The Gemara seems to say in Kufyud Beis, right? What? It'll be mutter, right? It's not easy to say, to avoid puns in this sugya. So, the Gemara on Kuf Yud Beis seems to say that there's going to be three levels. At every step, there's three different scenarios of tying that have three different weights. There's a certain tying that's going to be Aser Midaraisa, a certain tying is going to be Aser Midarabanan, and a tying is going to be Mutter. And we have to figure out within each camp what are the three levels. Rashi's of the opinion that the main issue of Kesher is Shel Kayama, that it has a permanence. Who cares? That was what the importance and the weight of the tying that took place in the Mishkan. Again, notice what we just did. We went completely out of order, but it's necessary to understand where Rashi's coming from before we even get to what was the story in the Mishkan. Rashi's going to say that it has to all, everything revolves around being Shel Kayama. Whereas the Rambam and the Rif are going to say, yes, Kayama is a factor, but there's another factor. If it's a Kesher Shel Uman, a craftsman's knot. It takes a skill to make. Which means, if you're only going to have one without the other, according to the Rif and the Rambam, anybody can make it, but it's everlasting. That's one without the other. It doesn't take a craftsman to make it. Anyone can make it. But it's everlasting. According to Rashi and the Rif, it'll be mutter. What?
Rambam and the Rif.
According to the Rambam, thank you, Rambam and the Rif, it'll only be Aser Midrabanan. We'll get demoted. Okay? And then we have to figure out what's the time quota to consider, that's considered to be everlasting. Everlasting means forever. Everlasting means 6 months. If it lasts for 6 months and you plan on having it last for 6 months, that's the issue. Everlasting means, let's lower the threshold, 1 month. Everlasting means 1 week. Everlasting means 24 hours. Now, I didn't make any of these options up. Every one of these options is another shita that we're going to see in this sugya.
I thought you were going to say another one that won't come out by itself.
So, that is...
within Kesher Shel Kayama.
That's a... Now, it can't be... Obviously, it has to be Shel Kayama.
Because... the characteristics of a good knot. It's easy to tie, easy to untie, and it won't come out by itself.
Who... That's a Boy Scout term? Love that. Okay, say it again.
The case of it's easy to tie.
Yeah?
Easy to untie.
Okay.
And it will not come out by itself.
But now...
But the case of the Mishkan where it was a good knot, but they untied it, and the fact that they actually went and untied it made it not a malach of a cloud. Meaning the plan alone...
All these grains and what's considered permanent...
Correct. We're going to have to... We're going to have
like
to...
Based on your intention, none of them are based on can it stand the test of time? It's are you planning to keep it for enough time? So that characteristic is not relevant to this discussion. The characteristic of it won't fall out by itself.
It's definitely not, you know, in Yeshivish, we would say, is that a simen or a siba? Is that the cause for Kesher Shel Kayama, or is that a proof that it is a Kesher Shel Kayama? What? The fact that it doesn't come out, is that the very makeup, and that is the cause for it to be a Kesher Shel Kayama, or it's just a manifestation? A good knot will not come out.
But if you make a good knot that you're planning to take out in less than 24 hours.
So according to Rashi and the Rif, it'll still be Usser. According to Rambam and the Rif, it will still be Usser. According to Rashi, yeah, Midrabanan. According to Rashi, it might be Mutter. You got it. That's the very scenario. Let's say you have a it's a good knot. A craftsman knot that you plan on doing within 24 hours. That's where you're going to get the two shitas. Because, according to...
Is there any craftsman knots that are not strong?
It is strong, but you are going to take it out.
No, they are all strong, yes. Don't be misled. They are all strong, but they will be undone by you. You will undo them. Okay, so we cannot go through the whole kosher, but that's really where some opinions go and say, so what's the cutoff for a craftsman's knot? Maybe a double knot is already a craftsman's knot. That's where the Shulchan Gibborim that everyone quotes is coming from, because who decided what's the cutoff? You have to be a Boy Scout. You have to be, right? You have to be a ship. What do they call them? A sailor. Very good. Well said. Well said. No, 100%. The captain. So you have to know how to make, you know, unique knots or anything that has last and has a permanence and has a endurance is already a craftsman's knot. Okay. So where are we going with this? Where are we going? Now we have to get back to. So what was the storyline in the Mishnah? What was the storyline in the Mishkan, rather? So the Gemara goes through trying to figure out what happened. When did this happen? How did this happen? The Gemara comes in along and says, maybe it was the Yesedos, the, right, when they covered it to make the tent. No, that can't be, because they undid it. Okay, therefore, right, according to Rashi, it works very well. Rashi just says, hey, it's not Shel Tayama. That's all we care about. Great. At every step, we're going to have to...
If you're the Rambam, you have to say it wasn't Uman.
To begin with.
To begin with, right.
So what was the Havamina of the Gemara? You're going to get stuck, right? At every step, you're going to try to figure out how does it fit in with each one of the Rishonim. Makeh v'patish. Well, it's not clear. Was that the last part? Makeh v'patish is the completing. Yes. We're gonna get there. So Tzadik Yafrid Tzitzios of Tamid. That's what the acronym of Tzitzis stands for. You should always separate them. There's two issues. Can you separate them? Number one. Is that an issue of detangling them, untangling them? And then you're always supposed to go and to tighten them. Can you tighten them? It's a kesher al gabi kesher. It's a double knot. So you're completing the double knot. They are what? If you have a loose knot, it's not tzitzis? No, you want to ensure that they're of optimal kashrus. If they untangled and they start losing strands, they're still kosher. Avada, they're still kosher. Even when they're loose and you do the final, it's still kosher. The shaila is going to be, can you tighten it mitzad kosher? Right? That's a good pun also. It's still kosher, but it might be kosher. Yeah. Okay. So, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. It's just like, yeah. Well, I'm losing myself over here. So, let's continue. Comes along. The Gemara therefore says, you know what was the story in the Mishkan? They used to have a
loom.
Yeah, they used to have a loom, and they used to go and as they were going and weaving parts of this loom, they would bunch. You didn't want it to be aesthetically unpleasing if they would have these two bunches that the wool was very thick, says Rashi, and it would bunch up and it would look like not nice. So what would they do? They would cut the string to take out that knot. We're not going to get into that whole Rashi right now. For anyone who's learning the sugya, everyone, we can talk about the Rashi a different time. Let's go for a moment. Yeah, so the easiest way is that they would cut it and then reattach the two knots. Yeah? So what is that? That is matir almanas likshar. Yeah. But then, well, again? Why not? You had a knot that was connected.
You cut the knot.
You cut the knot?
Yes.
But you cut the string.
You cut the knot.
You cut through the knot.
You cut the knot. Okay, what you're all asking is as follows.
Well, even if you cut the string, you're still going to untie it.
What everyone's asking is as follows. I'll enlighten you. Ask it straight. We're not going to get to anything I wanted to get to, and that's fine. Ready? Let's ask straight. What's the difference? We always sit here trying to differentiate between every malacha, right? Kosev and writing and soveya and coloring. What's the difference? It's a whole different one of the 39. And Roshim, according to the Rambam, making a marking that's different than Kosev, which is different than coloring. What's going on? So when we're trying to enumerate each one of the 39, so we have over here tying and untying. And we also have toifer, which is sewing, and korea. How would you translate korea? Ripping. Or releasing? No.
Korea has to be pre-woven.
Korea, right, so what's the difference between korea and matir? And what's the difference between kosher and toifer? They both are connecting and joining two different items. What? Soyser and boina, well, okay. Soyser and boina might only apply to karka, not by kalim. So that we already have a way out. That's an easier way out. But here, it would apply to kalim just as much. Both kosher and tofer is on articles of clothing. As opposed to kosher is?
If you don't have a baguette, it's not like just playing with the script. It's not going to do anything. You're connecting two pieces of garment. One piece of garment.
Do that with the connector.
And now... But the rope can also be connecting two things.
It doesn't have to.
Okay. Okay. What's that? Again? Matthew's also. I'll bring you a raya. We're having too much fun. Matir has to be... There's a whole question in the Rishonim. Does it have to be Matir al-Manas Liksha? Why does it need an al-Manas? Isn't it productive in and of itself? Al-Manas connotes that there's something lacking, that it needs to service a greater picture in order to be the quintessential malacha. Why does Matir need an almanas lichshar? It's productive in and of itself. It avails you access to whatever you need to get to. You're Matir. The very fact that it needs to be an almanas lichshar is already indicative
that it's destructive.
What? So I can say it's the Mishnah is telling you this is different. Yeah, that could be the shackle of Atariya in the Rishonim. What's the nature of Matir? That is the two tzadim, 100%. But in the tzad that you need it, which is how many Rishonim come out, you have to say, according to those, that it's Matir is by definition destructive. So now, what's the difference between kosher and Matir? We're going to have to get to
kosher and teifer.
Kosher and teifer. Yes, kosher and Matir are very different. Everyone's with me. Okay, great. Thank you. Kosher and teifer seem to be very, very similar. So I'm going to tell you. I'll tell you one answer.
Sewing is sewing needle, and tying just doesn't need a needle.
That's really peripheral. That's the circumstantial. It's the act of connecting two things. You know, one happens to be done through the medium of hands. One happens to be done. Again, that's English. You're talking English.
Yeah.
I want to know the concept of connecting two things.
Why can't it be one malacha?
Seems to apply to both.
Two,
we don't need two separate numbers of the 39. We can fill it up with another one.
We have a concept of time, and we have a concept of self.
Correct.
Baking and cooking is the same malacha. But one's cooking, one's baking. You hear us?
So even though we, in our vernacular, have different wording, we are out of time. Unbelievable. So I'll tell you one thing from the Aruch HaShulchan, and keep it in mind, because after Kosher Matir, we will probably be getting to Korea and Teufer. So just store this away, and we'll have to come back
to it. In four to five to six weeks.
Well said. Yeah, I like this guy. So the Aruch HaShulchan goes and says, here in Shin Yud Zayin, he goes and he writes that it's totally whether or not you created a connection which warrants a ripping. Sewing is the connection which is so strong it warrants a ripping to undo it. Whereas tying is of a lesser connection. That's the difference between the two. Okay? Can we have...
Wait, what does it take to undo tying?
To undo tying, untying. It's able to be You can retract your steps. You can retract your steps. But when you sew something, the only way out, right? You can sit there picking every single, right? The only way out is to tear it. That's how you undo something that was sewn. The problem's, again? That what? Interesting. Interesting. I don't know the answer. That's an excellent question. I don't know the answer. And the Achronim say one more question. This is why we have to get back to it. We have to get back to this because we're going to see in Teufer that let's say you run three
stitches.
Thank you. Three stitches through the baguette and don't finish it off. Right? Every Teufer has a kosher at the end because you have to tie it to end off your sewing. Three and you leave it loose is also Chayiv Midaraisa. So something's got to give. Because if the only time your chayiv is it's so connected it has to be torn, if I find you a precedent that three stitches that's not finished, which means you can just pull out the string, and yet it's still going to be considered sewing, something's got to give. So we're going to have to come back to this, and we still have yet to go, what was the story in the Mishkan? And what's the bottom line, what was the storyline that we're mimicking? Because there's so much to glean from the storyline. Are we learning from the tying that happens from pitcher tent, or is it from the nets that they made to catch the chilazot? And we're out of time.